Pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Falls, certainly. Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He's, and then he say, California, New York, London, France, he said, make a joyful noise, all ye land.
Amen. See, then he said, not only that, but he said, not only do I want you to make a noise, I want you to, what, serve the Lord. But you know the text didn't say just serve the Lord, but he said how to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. That's why I understand the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, for our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. So we praise the Lord tonight for blessing us too. Be back in the house of the Lord, and amen, another day that the Lord has made. Then somebody said, I will rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it. Thank God for you that made it out tonight. Tonight was not supposed to be my night to teach Bible class, and it was Deacon Smith's turn, amen, but he went up to Cincinnati to pick up his wife, and they probably just leaving Cincinnati a little bit by now. So we thank God for them and pray that God give them a safe passage back over the dangerous highways. So, but anytime you assign somebody as an assignment and you are in charge of the whole shebang, you have to be prepared for something. Amen. A pastor has to always be prepared, amen, just in case the person who's supposed to perform does not perform. And that's why Deacon Smith is not able to meet here tonight. Like you said, he took his wife up to Cincinnati over the weekend to be with her family. Her sister has been sick, and her brother-in-law has been very, very sick, and he's still sick, and so I'm looking after him, and Deacon Smith had to go up tonight and pick her up and bring her back home. So if you've ever been to Cincinnati lately, it's not fun driving in that traffic because of the whole lot of construction going on. I mean, it's just, so we pray that God has blessed us to maneuver, amen, through all of that traffic and stuff they got to deal with. We thank God again for, amen, the prayers of the saints. As we know that Ella Hamilton was in the hospital a couple of days, but thank God he went home last night. Amen. God is good. Praise his name. Amen. Give God a praise. Amen. Amen. Just a matter of sort of taking it easy for a few days, and you know, sometimes your body will talk to you, and sometimes you got to stop and listen. If your body, if you know the body, say, I'm going to stop. If you won't stop, I will. So we thank God that, amen, didn't get the news that he could have gotten. So, but we thank God that he's able to be back home and get a few days rest and be back as usual. So we thank God for that. Amen. Could have been in mourning today, but God has certainly been good to us. So tonight, get my little pointer here. Amen. So we're going to have a short Bible class tonight. Tonight is the first night of a reading program with our young people. They're downstairs, and they've been having a good time there. They're doing something, so they're kicking it off, and they got it. Even though the construction's not finished, they got it nicely decorated, and amen, they're just having a good time down there. So thank God for that program. But tonight we're gonna talk about something very familiar, and it is an all-encompassing topic that all of us can connect with, and affects every one of us. So we're gonna talk about that tonight. And my topic is a description of real love. You know, a lot of folks say I love you, but do they really? Amen. How many folks have gotten married? Said I love you till death do us part, but they die soon. They die soon. So it's not. I think sometimes we get love mixed up with infatuation. There's a word called infatuation. You got that certain feeling, but love is really not a feeling. It is just a part of who you are supposed to be. It's a real thing. It's not a sometime thing that, you know, just have to bring it up on a particular moment, but it's a type of thing that not only works when things are good, but even when it's bad, especially when it's bad. I mean, to really show real love, the Bible says, for God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So if God loved the world, amen, and the world was against him, which was his enemy, oh my goodness, we ought to at least be able to love folks in church with us, or folks living in our own house, but we know for a fact that is not the way it is. But the plan that God laid out for all of us, he was our example. He showed real love, not puppy love, not talk love, but love that works under all circumstances. He said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he says, greater love has no man than this, what? That a man lay down his life for his friend. But 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we normally think in terms of that as a love chapter. And it just gives us some simple things about love and the attitude and attributes of a person who has that real love. So we're just going to look at that, be as simple as possible, and just do and read what the word says and believe what it says. First of all, it sort of tests our love and tell us what love is not. Though I speak with the tongues of men of angels and have not charity, charity we said means love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal or something that's empty, something that's making noise, but with no meaning. You see, I might be able to speak eloquently, and you might think, boy, that sister, that brother, that's an angel, the voice of an angel. But he said, where you sing, where you shout, where you preach, where you play, whatever it is, amen, if you're not doing it with love, you will become as a sounding brass or a tinkling, just making noise. I want to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, as this scripture said on tonight. Then he says, you know, we'll describe what real love is, not what we say love is. But he said, and though I have the gift of prophecy, I'm a prophetic person. I can foretell the things that's going to come, and they come to pass. I'm the lying prophet. And understand not some mysteries. If I understand all mysteries, I mean, I just understand mysterious things. And all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity or love, I am
nothing. Now, that's what the scripture says of Paul. The writer is talking here about, all appearances, how you talk, what you say, how you look, is not love. You got to manifest what you say. If you say it and don't do it, it doesn't mean a thing. A lot of folks say, I love you. Lord, I love you. They don't love God. Because if you love him, you do what he says to do. Why call me Lord, Lord? Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say do? You know, God loves us when we do wrong. And, you know, generally speaking, a mother's love is just unexplainable. I mean, a real mother, because some mothers' love is not, because some mothers kill their children. But I'm telling you, for the most part, a mother's love is so genuine, I don't care what that child does, that mother hangs with him. I mean, father might give you one upside the head, but that mother, that love that she has, it is great. The song said, "O love of God, how rich and pure, and how measureless, you can't even measure it, and strong, and it forever shall endure the saints and angels' song." You can't measure that. I'm gonna paraphrase this, but if I had it in front of me, I'd read the whole thing. But what it says, if the earth, if every man on earth was a scribe, like a writer, and if you could take a quill or pen and write, and if the sky was like parchment made, like paper you write on, to write the love of God would drain the ocean dry. There wouldn't be enough ink in the ocean to describe the love of God. That's real love, y'all. And that's the kind of love and he's our daddy. Oh, my God, Dr. Persley. Amen. Because you got to know when, because there's such thing as timing in the kingdom of God. Sometimes you can have knowledge of something, but to spread it out may not be the time for you to say and or do what the Lord has put into your heart and your mind to do. But if you're connected with God, God will direct you when there's a time. What did the writer say? The wise man, the time and the season to all things. You know, sometimes you just can't say stuff, because sometimes I often heard people say, and I believe this, if God has given you a plan, sometimes it's not even good to tell it right now, because the devil will get it and he'll mess it up. So some things you just can't blurt it out, even though the Lord has given you something, but you have to know the timing in God's kingdom when God wants you to do certain things. But love is always in order. God demands us to love. He said, if I have all this, and though I bestow, listen, because folks think I give folks stuff. I mean, that's love. No, because let's see. Papa John gave the University of Louisville millions of dollars to build a football stadium. You think that's because he loved them? No. He, amen. That's an investment. He's reaping a whole bunch of money from that place. You know, because all the revenue, hundreds of thousands of people to pass through there and buy pizza. You be going upstairs and buy pizza. You got the total rights to the concessions. When you got a football or basketball game, that pizza is high. It costs more than a regular pizza. A slice sometimes costs you $3 or $4, depending on what you are and what kind of pizza you're getting and what the drink to go with it. So this reaping millions of dollars on his investment. So it wasn't out of love, it was out of investment. And so sometimes, so that's why this next one says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, that's a good thing. And though I give my body to be burned and have not love or charity, it profiteth me nothing. Man, I could do all this good stuff, help all of these poor folks and feed folks and do all of these kinds of things and don't have love. The Bible says that's not real love. Sometimes we do stuff to see what we can gain from it. A lot of folks show as if they, and they tell you right up to your face, God, I should love you. Hallelujah. Amen, but before the night fall, just like Peter said, Jesus, I will never deny you. Just sometimes they would unlove you three times before the night fall. But God is not that way, because we know from our own experience, folks that we thought loved us, that sometimes comes a conflict, and we do something they didn't like, and they drop you like a hot potato. You know, love doesn't work that way. It loves you because of and in spite of. Amen. So that's the love of Christ, and that's the kind of love that we should have. I'm gonna get that book. I want to get that thing right about the love of God. Those notes that I really want to read. If somebody find it, will, because I didn't. I just paraphrased it, but I really want to just read exactly what it says, because I think it's so powerful. Whoever wrote that song really captured in that song the real love, what real love will do, and the love of God is just measureless. So, but this charity suffers long. It'll put up with stuff. Love will put up with stuff. Sometimes folks mistreat you, talk about you, run you down, and do all kinds, and you still love them anyhow. As a matter of fact, the real love, the Bible says, love your enemies. Now, it's going to take some real love to love your enemy now. And do good to them who despitefully use you. Amen. He said, if you love folks that love you back, what good is that? Even the world does that. But he says, love a charity suffers long and is kind. Lord have mercy. This world is not kind. Even the church world. There are churches that don't like each other. There are pastors who don't like each other. If you don't like me, you don't love me for sure. And there are siblings, brothers and sisters, don't like each other, don't love each other. Lord have mercy. Their husband and wife don't love each other. Amen. I mean, this is powerful, you know. So, he said, love suffered long. He'll put up with stuff. And I'm so glad that my wife loved me and got to put up with me. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Dr. Percy.
Started
As a matter of fact, I know of a situation like that right now. You know, so, you know, that happened. You know, people just fall out of each other with something they don't own. You know, no matter what church you're in, amen. Some pastor said, my members, no, they're not. My members, they belong to God. In my church, you know, the church, no, it's God's church. You know, we don't own anything. I remember an old fellow that I used to talk with a lot. He lived right across the street from the church I used to go to. A lot of times I just stopped and just talked to him. He was an old man, you know. He said, you know, we don't even own the breath we breathe. You know, we say, I own this and I own that. Don't even own the breath that we breathe. And I thought about that. God just said, poof, and it's gone. So we keep saying, mine, mine. That's what the rich young ruler had. He thought he was, amen. And the man that tore down his barns and mine, I'm gonna do mine, mine. He had an eye problem. I will do this. Never gave God any glory. I think, Sister Joan, you have that love of God. Amen. I just want to make sure that well, hallelujah. That's not the one I want. The love of God is greater far. Oh, the love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong.
You want the old song?
Yeah, okay, we'll get it before we leave. We'll get it. Hallelujah. The refrain, okay. Oh, there it is. Okay, this. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forever endure, the saints and angels' song. Okay, here's part I wanted to get to, a paraphrase. Could we with ink the ocean fill the ocean with ink? And were the skies a parchment if the skies became a canvas? Were every stalk on earth a quill? Every stalk on earth was made into a pen. To write the love of God would drain the ocean dry. Could we the scroll contain the, not, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. That's love. I mean, whoever wrote that song, I mean, had a real understanding of what real love is and how God's love was just. It's beyond. You can't even write it. You can't even put it on the canvas. It's so strong. Amen. And that's the kind of love we should have. That is long. Love is kind. It envies not. I'm not going to be jealous of you or be envious of you what you have. I want to praise God for what you have. Somebody said, I'm not going to be envious of my neighbor and get jealous of him, because if my neighbor is blessed, that means that God is in the neighborhood, so he's probably going to stop by my house. but we get, no, I'm not going to get jealous of my neighbor. Vaunt is not itself, you know, which means it's not puffed up, not braggadocious. You don't brag about yourself and, you know, brag about your love. You just do it. You know, you love takes care of itself. I don't have to tell anybody how loving we are. Not puffed up, not stuffy, puffy. Amen. Don't go with the head up in the air and overlooking folks and trying to elevate ourselves. Love doesn't do that. That's why I said love does not behave unseemly. Not out of character. You know, you just you. And, you know, sometimes people want to put on, they say you're putting on airs. You know, you sort of putting on, pretending you're going to this. And that'll tell off on you after a while. But real love, you can catch me today or tomorrow, next week. I'm gonna be the same. Love doesn't change. But if you're not for real, somebody pushed the wrong button. You'll find out how much love they have. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But it says it does not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own. Not, you know, we don't do stuff to get glorification of ourselves.
It's not doing this for a show or to make myself or make yourself look good. It's not easily provoked. Because I said this suffering is long. You just can't, get me upset every Sunday morning. I'm upset. No, it's gonna take. No, it's not easy to provoke. And not only it's not gonna be provoked, but it doesn't even think evil. Wouldn't that be wonderful if nobody in the world would think evil? Ooh, Lord, have mercy. We're going to a place one day it's going to be like that. But even say, so if we are loving people, we don't even think evil of people. Somebody may never say a word to you, but if you only knew what they thought. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. I don't care how they smiled at you and shook your hand and gave you a hug. But if you only knew what they thought. But that's not real love. Real love is going to think no evil of what you do. Rejoice not in iniquity, not in the wrong that you do or wrong. I'm not going to rejoice, amen, in somebody's downfall. I'm not going to rejoice in sinful things, but rejoices in the truth. I'm not going to rejoice in a lie. A lie is a sin, or it's an iniquity. It's a wrong thing. I'm not going to rejoice in love. I'm not going to rejoice in the wrong things that people do, but they're going to rejoice in the truth. Because the Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we're talking about what real love will do. Then it said it beareth all things. You can't overload it. No matter what you put on, they're going to bear the pressure of whatever is upon them. They're going to say, I can't take no more. Amen. We're not going to be like Papa means had all means can take means they're going to take it no more. Yeah, we can't have that kind of a spirit. You got to do Dr. Person. Absolutely. This generation, he says, just won't hardly take anything at all. They get set off in a minute. I mean, just, they're their way or no way. They said they have a short fuse. Love does not have a short fuse. But this generation, you don't believe, look at all the people in prison because they had a short fuse. How many folks are in the grave because they had a short fuse? But love is not like that. No matter how, this love that God wants us to have has no age limit, young to the oldest. And we have to have that kind of love. And the Holy Ghost gives us that kind of love. Because we as humans, we if we do it in ourselves, it won't work. But you have to have God with you. And it believeth all things. Hopeth all things. It believeth the things of God. Whatever God says, I believe it. And hopeth, which is another part of faith, but it hopeth all. It doesn't go around and always doubting. Yeah, child, I know how it is. Yeah. No, you can't be talking like that as a saint of God. Yeah, God said, I believe it. I don't see it, but I believe it's coming. But sometimes folks will easily, quickly agree with you about how bad it is. What a tough time it is. Yeah, we understand that. That's reality. But as far as my hope is concerned, the songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less. My hope is not built on this economy. It's not built on Donald Trump. It's not built on any politician. He said, my hope before Donald Trump, before the president, before the mayor, before the governor ever got here, they wrote a song that said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. I dare not trust a sweeter frame, but hold and lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground, it just plain sinking sand. So it says, it hopeth all things, and it endureth all things. It goes through stuff. It endureth all things. I'm telling you, in this life we live, we're going to have to endure some stuff. I admire those folks that go into these countries where they know there's imminent danger, but they have enough love for those folks to risk their very lives. They knew before we didn't got, I might not come back home. They know that. But they go out there anyway. That has to be love. Dr. Persley. The witch doctor got saved because he's throwing snakes up on the podium, but in the meantime, the people that showed him love, and the love covereth all. So he saw that these folks got something I don't have. Now, what if that person had said, throw him out? He never would have been saved, but that witch doctor would have seen a glove so great, love, that's why love is so powerful. When folks know they're doing you wrong, they know they've dug dishes for you, but you still do something for them. You feed them, you give them a ride, and you know, they don't understand that. They say like take honey to catch flies. Amen. I don't care what the fly is. He comes to that honey. It'll draw him. Love draws people like honey draws flies. So he was converted because of the love, and that's why your love is so important. So no matter what, like he said, they weren't afraid of what that witch doctor was doing. It endureth all things. Sometimes people be trying to talk over you. We were at a meeting the other day with the governor and the lieutenant governor, and all folks in the audience were yelling, he kept right on talking, you know, as if they weren't even there. You know, come Sunday, you can't let folks sometimes interfere with what you're doing. And he didn't get back at him, get all mad. He just kept putting out his plan. So, and that's what we have to do. We have to get toe to toe. No, that's what they're doing, prize fighting. Hey, but we're not fighting. We're not in the ring. Charity, love never faileth. But whether that be prophecies, they shall fail. Even prophecy is not as strong as love. Because prophecy, the Bible says, can fail. But love never going to fail. Whether that be tongues, they shall cease. They're going to stop talking. Whether that be knowledge, wisdom, understanding, it's going to vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, who is Jesus Christ, then that which is in part shall be done away, all this other stuff. Houses, land, riches, and cathedrals, and, Rolls Royces and Bentleys and, Trump Towers and, all these things that folks think are so glamorous and so prestigious. God said it's going to be rubble. All going to burn away. All that stuff is, what did Solomon say when he got ready toward the end of his life? He looked at one day, he said, vanity of vanity. He said, I got all this stuff. There's nothing that I want that I don't have. But at the bottom line, it's vain. Because he said, I'm going to accumulate all of this stuff.
And I'm going to leave, and somebody who never worked for it going to come and inherit it. He said, it's all vain. So, love is going to be here when everything else is gone. Okay, we'll get through here. Okay. But when he, which is perfect, is come, that perfect love, we're talking about what real love, the definition of real love, then that which is in part shall be done away. Which means that pretending stuff, that stuff, that love that you pretend you have, all that stuff's going to fade away. But the real thing is going to stay. None but the righteous shall see God. When that perfect comes, he said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. You did what a child does. When I, what he was saying, when I was a sinner, I did what the sinner man did. I understood as a child. My thought process was as a child. I thought like a child. But when I became a man, and when I became, or when I got saved, when I really got a real knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and became a saint of God, I put away my childish or my sinful or my ungodly things. I didn't get saved last night and testify that I got saved and slapped you tomorrow. He said, no, I used to be, I'd just knock you in the head. But once I got saved, the old me died. Then that's where real love came in. When I used to pretend, I don't pretend anymore. I'm now the real deal. Because I realized only that is going to last. For now we see through a glass darkly. But then, one of these days, we're going to come face to face with our Savior. For now I know in part. There's a whole lot of stuff that we don't know. A whole lot of stuff we know partly. But then shall I know even also as I am known. But he finally wrapped it up in the last verse. Now abideth faith or love, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity or love. You can have a charity, you can have hope, you can have faith, but charity or love is the one that's greater than them all. And that love, the example of a pure, real love is in Jesus Christ. For we said earlier, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. That's what real love is. Dr. Persley. Right. Somebody killed this mother's son. Instead of her having animosity toward him, she took the boy that shot and killed her son and raised him as her own. The loved him as if that boy was her own son. Man, that's real love. That's real love. Because sometimes it's hard to raise your own. But to take that, what a great example she was of what we're talking about, real love. You know, some folks go through life and just holding grudges against them for somebody. Usually what happens when you don't show love to somebody, you hold it against, it's going to hurt you more, really, in the long run. Eat you, make you go to your grave, eating you alive. Love, when you can let go, love covers a whole lot of stuff. I remember one time I was looking at a TV program and this girl, I don't know if her mother had done something to her, but this girl said on TV, I will never love her. I'm never gonna forgive her. Never. I said, wait a minute. It can't be that bad. You're still living. Your mother's still living. But to say, I got so much animosity in me that to love her just out of the picture. Certainly we know that doesn't please God. Because when we are saved, Holy Ghost filled people of God, our love is going to be tested. And that doesn't mean that sometimes we don't fall out with each other. But that's just the human part of us. But just like brothers, when we're coming, we get into a fist fight, and next thing we're drinking out of the same dipper. it's all over, you know. But to go through life and go in there and see somebody go on the other side of the street, just so I don't want to pass you on the same side of the street. You know, there are folks like that. But that's not real love. And real love is not saying, I love you. It's not in what you say, it's what you do. I think there was a song said, let your walk, catch it with your talk. Let your walk, catch it with your talk. You talk it, walk it. If you talk it, walk it. that's what they were saying. Let you walk, take it with the talk. So that's what it is. Don't just talk it. Amen. God bless. Amen. That I'm substituting tonight for Deacon Smith, so he'll have to come back next week and pick up with what the Lord has put on his heart. But I'm sure they're on the road right now from Cincinnati, so pray that God give them a safe journey and pray for their family. Sister Smith, his sister, and her brother-in-law, because they've gone through a lot of sickness in these last days, but we praise God for them. God bless you. Amen. I'm through. Amen. I'm through. That's what it says. That's it. Amen. God bless you, Sister Charzetta. Amen. We